47-year-old Audrey Edmonds of Wanakee has spent the last decade in prison after a jury found her guilty of shaking to death 7-month-old Natalie Beard. Edmonds was released on bond this month after an appeals court judge ruled new scientific research on shaken baby syndrome warranted a new trial. In a petition to be filed next month, Van Hollen says that ruling is based on a novel legal analysis that could call into question the finality of all convictions where new scientific evidence is at issue. But attorney Keith Finley of the Wisconsin Innocence Project says the ruling will likely have little impact on other convictions, and he says there was nothing novel about the arguments he used to win Edmonds a new trial.
When you have new evidence that undermines the basis for a conviction, and it's enough that would create a reasonable probability of a different outcome at a new trial, the person's entitled to a new trial. That's always been the law here, and this is simply an application of that principle.
But Van Hollen is asking the court to carefully consider the merits of the legal analysis used by the appeals court. The new evidence in question is research on shaken baby syndrome concerning how long the interval is between when a child is shaken and when the child starts suffering symptoms. The attorney general says if the new trial is allowed to proceed, it could lead to a flood of new trial requests every time new research is published. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.